There's no soundtrack to August Liotte's life. Nothing swashbuckling about the way he slips his hands in his pockets and slouches when he walks into a hardware store.
How much for this machete?
If you were the shopkeeper, you might think Agus is a butcher or a fisherman. You'd have no idea it's his job to hold knives like this to the throats of ship captains and demand all their money. This knife costs about 10 bucks.
Okay.
Next stop is a rickety wooden house on stilts, the house of a local magician. Agus sets a bottle of water on the floor and asks the magician to bless it. He's talking to the water. He's shaking it. He's putting it under his arm. He's breathing into the water.
Camille?
The magician says if Agus wipes the magic water on his face, it will make him invisible to the Indonesian Navy.
Yeah.
He's already been questioned by the Navy once before, so Agus feels like he needs the extra protection. Agus says this is about all you need to be a pirate around here. Some crude weapons and a little magic. It's not like the movies. If it were like the movies, maybe Agus would like his job more. As it is, he says he's a pirate because he has no other choice. It's not a question of right or wrong for Agus. It's a question of survival.
I want to stop. It's dangerous out at sea. People have accidents. People die. I have a dream that one day I will make so much money I can quit this work and stop everything. But until then, what else can I do?
Agus grew up in a small Indonesian farming village more than 1,000 miles from here. He made $7 a day raising cocoa, but that barely fed his parents, siblings, wife, and 3 kids.
Then I met a man in my village who was successful. He owned a shop and his wife wore a lot of gold. I tried to stay close to him and ask him how he made so much money. After some time, he told me that he had been a pirate.
The man in the village told Agus to come here, to a small island in the Strait of Malacca, and start working as a boat taxi driver. That way, he would meet pirates.
So we are walking down the streets of the village where Agus lives. The sun has just gone down, and we are preparing for an operation.
Agus joined a pirate group about 4 years ago. Now he says he robs big international cargo ships about 6 times a year. The rest of the time, he robs houses.
And now we are walking out on the sidewalk on stilts. You can just see the silhouettes of little wooden boats on the water.
Agus says it's too dangerous to take me out with him to rob a ship, but he's promised to secretly record a future operation on his mobile phone.
What's this?
For now, he and the boys are showing me how it's done.
It's the knife?
The key, they say, is to go out on a night with little or no moon. That way, they can stay hidden from the Navy, which is out in full force these days. We climb into a low wooden canoe and head out toward the Strait of Malacca. This is one of the most heavily trafficked waterways in the world.
Yeah. You can see the big ships over there, though.
Right there is Singapore. I could swim to it. We pull up to a light tower that's about 20 feet tall. That's less than half as high as a cargo ship would be. The plan is for Agus to climb the tower as if he were robbing it. The boys have fashioned a long bamboo stick.
And then you put a hook on the end of it. And then you throw the stick up at the boat and hook it on.
Dalam tujuh orang tadi ini, kita udah bagi bahwa kamu jaga orang.
We do it in a team of 7. We climb up the bamboo pole to the ship. 2 of us go to the bridge to catch the captain. The others stay and guard the crew. Sometimes the captain fights back, so we have to hit him and tie him up with rope. Then we tell him to give us all the money in the safe.
Agus says he only hits captains, but one Navy officer told me pirates sometimes cut off captains' hands if they don't cooperate. If Agus and his partners manage to steal the money from the safe, each one can clear about $600 or $700.
Sometimes we fail and come home with no money, but we still have to pay for the fuel, so we end up in debt.
The next day, Agus shows us the 2 rooms he rents for about $20 a month.
And there's no furniture in here. And then in the other room, there's just a mattress on the floor and a fan, a little pink oscillating fan. The mosque is right across the street.
Agus was raised a Muslim, but he doesn't pray very much these days. He says he feels guilty that he doesn't always have enough money to send home. and that his wife is left to support the family.
Now my wife has managed to work for herself and make good money as a nurse.
Back in the village, this only brings Agus more shame.
But I'm still doing this bad job and not making much money. For this reason, I feel ashamed. I cannot go back home with nothing, so I have to stay here.
When Agus does make money, he doesn't always save it for the family. That's because after a successful operation, it's a tradition for pirates to celebrate with what they call happy happy, or booze and girls. This night, it's Agus's friend who's celebrating. He's just made a couple $100 stealing crude from an oil tanker and reselling it. Tonight, the happy happy is a case of beer and a troupe of disco girls who travel from island to island and charge men to dance with them.
That's your girl. That's
her?
Your girlfriend, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That's my girlfriend, the tall one. Her name is Yuna.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, Agus has spent his last $5 to be with Yuna. He doesn't touch her. He just closes his eyes, throws his head back, and dances and dances. In the 3 days that I've known him, it's the first time I've seen Agus smile a real smile. I wave goodbye and take my final boat taxi away from the island. Since that night, Agus says he's been on 2 pirate operations. One was a success. He made nearly $1,000, a huge amount of money in Indonesia. The other was not. Too many Navy boats out that night. I called Agus a few times and asked about the recording he said he'd make on his mobile phone. He kept promising to do it. The last time I talked to him, though, he admitted he had to pawn the phone because, he said, he was broke. Again.